Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Read the Word. As we read our way through the Bible this year, 365 days in a row. That's
wow.
Good. That's good discipline.
It is.
That's good discipline for you. And do it. Don't let anything get in your way and tell you not to do it. No matter what, do it. If it gets to be 12:05, just do it. Get it done. Because it's that consistency that is the important thing. And, you know, we've seen a lot of revelation this year about God's holy word. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't matter who you are. It's new revelation all the time. And we welcome you. Those of you that's live with us, welcome, welcome. We're glad to have you aboard. If you feel like it, leave us a message in the live chat. And it'll be good to see and hear from you. Those of you that's on YouTube and Blog Talk Radio, any way that you can sign in, let us know who you are. We'd love to see who you are because it's an encouragement to our heart. And it's an encouragement to a lot of people. You think about it. 41 nations around the world are with us continually in one way or another.
Wow.
Glory, good to have you. Write us something. I don't know. Here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer like we do every time we come here. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend, that's what God wants, with all the saints, what is the width and the length and the depth and the height. So I will know the love of Christ, which passes all knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God. In Jesus' name. Amen. If you think about that prayer, that we can be rooted and grounded in love, and in so doing, be able to comprehend with all the saints. That's a lot of saints, all of them.
Yeah.
And be filled with the fullness of God. Well, glory. Hallelujah. Here we go. Psalm.
Hi, Roger.
Hi, Roger. Welcome, brother.
Glad to have you with us. I hear you're coming to visit. How exciting is that?
How exciting is that?
That was good news to hear when I came home tonight.
Psalm 131. Simple trust in the Lord. Remember, these are songs David are singing. David R. Lord, my heart is not haughty, nor my eyes lofty. Neither do I concern myself with great matters. He's the king. Nor with the things too profound for me. Surely, I have calmed and quieted my soul like a weaned child with his mother. Like a weaned child is my soul within me. One of his wives or concubines must have been there with a child. O Israel, hope in the Lord from this time forth, even forevermore. All right. I'm as calm as a weaned child from his mother. Interesting picture. Here we go. Psalm 138. The Lord's goodness to the faithful. Want to say it with me? I am faithful. I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods, I will sing praises to you. I will worship toward your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and your truth. Wow. For you have magnified your word above all your name. That's serious. In the day when I cried out, you answered me and made me bold with strength in my soul. What's your soul? Your mind, your will, and your emotion. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Notice that your is capitalized. Yes, they shall sing of the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. Though the Lord is on high, yet he regards the lowly. Boy, that's quite a thought. But the proud he knows from afar off.
Wow.
If you're prideful, proudly-ish. If you're proudly-ish, James says, God resist the proud. Verse 7, though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You will stretch out your hand against the wrath of my enemies. Your right hand will save me. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. I like this. Psalm 139.
What about the rest?
I read it though.
Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hand.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Maybe I have it in mind. And
I already read
version.
I already read it.
Oh, did you? Talking to Roger.
You're stuck.
Right. It doesn't hurt to say it twice.
It's all right. Everything's good. I'm cool. Are you cool? It's all cool. Want to read it one more time? Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Do not forsake the works of your hands. That's a good verse. 139. O Lord, you have searched me and you know me. That's for sure. You know my sitting down, I am right now, and my rising up. I'll do that in a minute. You understand my thoughts afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, Aaron, and are acquainted with all my ways. Not only acquainted, standing there going, just stop that and do this. Verse 4. For there's not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it all together. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high. I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you're there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. I want you to think about this. Darkness is not a force. It's just the absence of light. As soon as light shows up, darkness disappears.
Yeah.
The only reason we have darkness outside right now is the sun is gone over the horizon. Verse 13. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Think about the fact that that little baby has a heartbeat at how many days? And is being formed and little bones are growing. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing when you really think about it. 16, your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed. And in your book, they are all written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God. How great is the sum of God's thoughts to you and me. If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand of the sea. When I awake, I am still with you. And if you go back over here to Psalm 138, it says, yet he regards the lowly. If you think about God and all of his greatness, splendor and the glory of the heavens and the heaven, the throne room of heaven, and yet will come down to the lowest of dwellings. The meager, well, let's take it this far, to a homeless person on the street who has nothing. Mm-hmm. And he will talk to them. And he will turn their lives around. His love is forever and ever. Verse 19, oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, therefore, you bloodthirsty men. For they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And I loathe those who rise up against you. I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me. And know my anxieties and see if there's any wicked way in me and lead me in the way everlasting. And now, Psalm 143. An earnest appeal for guidance and deliverance. Psalm of David. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to my supplication. In your faithfulness, answer me. And in your righteousness. Do not enter into judgment with your servant. For in your sight, no one living is righteous. For the enemy has persecuted my soul. He's crushed my life to the ground. He has made me dwell in darkness like those who have long been dead. Therefore, my spirit is overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is distressed. David is in great distress here. Mm-hmm. I remember the days of old. I meditate on all your works. I muse on the work of your hands. I spread out my hands to you. My soul longs for you like a thirsty land. Selah. Stop and think about it. Answer me speedily, O Lord. My spirit fails. Do not hide your face from me, lest I be like those who go down into the pit. Cause me to hear your loving kindness in the morning. For in you do I trust. Cause me to know the way in which I should walk. For I lift up my soul to you. Deliver me, O Lord, from my enemies. In you I take shelter. Teach me to do your will, for you are my God. Your spirit is good. Lead me in the land of uprightness. Revive me, O Lord, for your name's sake, for your righteousness' sake. Bring my soul out of trouble. In your mercy, cut off my enemies and destroy all those who afflict my soul. For I am your servant. And I said, destroy all those who afflict this nation. Destroy
yes,
them.
Amen. Amen.
Psalm 144. A song to the Lord who preserves and prospers his people. A Solomon of David. A psalm.
A psalm.
Blessed be the Lord my rock, who trains my hands for war. I like this one. And my fingers for battle. My loving kindness and my fortress. My high tower and my deliverer. My shield and the one in whom I take refuge, who subdues my people under me. Lord, what is man that you take knowledge of him? I mean, seriously, think about it.
Yeah.
Or the son of man that you are mindful of him. Man is like a breath. His days are like a passing shadow. Bow down, you heavens, O Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains, and they shall smoke. Flash forth lightning and scatter them. Shoot out your arrows and destroy them. Stretch out your hand from above. Rescue me and deliver me out of great waters from the hand of the foreigners, whose mouth speaks lying wonders, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. I will sing a new song to you, O God. On a harp of 10 strings, I will sing praises to you, the one who gives salvation to the kings, who delivers David, his servant, from the deadly sword. Rescue me and deliver me from the hand of foreigners, whose mouth speak lying words, and whose right hand is a right hand of falsehood. David repeated that refrain in his song twice. That our sons may be plants grown up in their youth, that our daughters may be as pillars, sculptured in palace style, that our barns may be full, supplying all kinds of produce, that our sheep may bring forth thousands and 10,000s in our fields, that our oxen may be laden, that there be no breaking in or going out, that there be no outcry in our streets, that's violence in the street. Happy are the people who are in such a state. Happy are the people whose God is
the Lord. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now, you know, this is the part that I call circle the wagon. Because Jesus said, if you don't understand what you're reading, the wicked one comes and grabs it and takes it away from you. And then you don't ever get any strength. But listen to this. This is interesting. David understood the attributes of God extremely well. And he was a king, but he prophesied as he wrote the Psalms. And he speaks of God's wonderful attributes so much.
Yeah.
One of the things that the generation of our day of the church does not want to see is God's judgment and hatred for the wicked. Mm-hmm. Now, not for the sinner. God does not hate the sinner. Just people that are just sin. They've never met him. But the wicked are those who have given themselves over to perversity, taking advantage of people, destroying people because they have power and money and they can do that. And God hates those people.
Yeah.
I studied today the words, the phrase, the wicked. And 72 times in the book of Psalms, David talks about the wicked. I think it was like 29 times in the book of Proverbs, Solomon talks about the wicked. And there's a big difference between a sinner and the wicked.
Yeah, wicked are purposefully,
they're purposely
doing evil. Yeah.
And this evil regime in America, they're wicked. They're perverse. They're vile.
Yeah.
They're vile how they act. And when you read Romans chapter 1, they do it because God's given them over to a reprobate mind to destroy themselves. And we say, may the destruction happen. And deliverance come to our great nation. Now, get to preaching. You can't do that. I want to pray the prayer of salvation with you. I want you to be born again. I want you to be reckoned. The greatest thing about being born again is your sins are all forgiven and wiped away. Slate made clean. And I truly want you to understand that it's God's reconciliation that you really need to receive. Well, that you are going to receive and be made one, be made right with God. So here we go. Pray the prayer of salvation. Everybody pray it. No matter how many times you pray it, pray this prayer with me. And you'll be right with God in the next 2 minutes. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you.
I know I need you.
In my life every day.
In my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
And I thank you for it.
Jesus,
I receive you into my life right now.
Jesus, I receive you into my life right
now. And all of your grace.
All of your
grace. All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Filling every part of my life.
Filling every part of my life.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
Understand the word of God.
Understand the word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly
language. And live a successful life.
And live a successful life.
As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. Now, you might say, Pastor, what in the world is going on in my life right now? Well, what's going on is Jesus, the light of the world, just filled your whole being. He's the author and finisher of faith. Faith just came to you. The faith that you will take and use and develop all your life just came to you right now. How cool is that? And all of his grace, mercy, love, and righteousness. You just asked for it, and he just filled you. I mean, that is amazing. And he makes you an heir of God, a joint heir of Jesus. You are literally adopted into the family of God. Jesus is our elder brother. Wow. And all of that happened in that prayer. Think about it. If a man and a woman have an estate that's worth $10 million, and they give birth to a baby, the moment that baby is born alive, it is heir to that whole kingdom.
Yeah.
Even though they don't understand what it is, and it's no different than you. The only thing you got to do from this point on is get this mind to understand what this book says about how much God loves you, and he just gave you everything you need to make it. That's amazing. And that's what we're here for, is to help you walk with God every single day of your life. We've got over 600 videos that can help you grow and develop in the things of God. They're all very, very informal, but very insightful, very filled with the word of God to help you grow and develop in him. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Send me an email. Right down there in the notes of the program is my email address, the website. You can go there and receive communion every day. On Sunday mornings, we receive communion right here and read the word. We are here to help you walk with God. That is our place. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, I have noticed tonight that I have forgotten to read the last chapter. Have you noticed that?
I did notice it, but then I thought, well, maybe I missed it again.
You did. You did. You just wasn't paying attention, sitting over there making the shopping list. So here we go, Psalm 145. We've never done it like this before, but this is a year of firsts. So here we go. I will extol you, my God, O King. I will bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you, and I will praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised, and his greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall praise you, your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. I will meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and your wondrous works. Men shall speak of the might of your awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. They shall utter the memory of your great goodness and shall sing of your righteousness. Wow. Paul said, be careful not to let these things slip. That's what that verse says. They will utter the memory of your great goodness. Not badness, not sickness, not poverty, of your great goodness. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all, and his tender mercies are over all his works. All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. His kingdom has glorious majesty, and his kingdom is within you and me in the new covenant.
Amen.
Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. That's a pretty big word, all. The Lord upholds all who fall and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look expectantly to you, and you give them their food in due season. You open your hand and satisfy the desire of every living thing. The Lord is righteous in his ways, gracious in all his works. The Lord is near to all who call upon him, to all who call upon him in truth. He will fulfill the desire of those who fear him. He also will hear the cry and save them. The Lord preserves all who love him, but all the wicked he will destroy. My mouth shall speak the praise of the Lord, and all flesh shall bless his holy name forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
And amen. And amen. And now, I believe, we're done. So, this is Wednesday. No, this is Thursday. And this is Memorial Day week. And I want to remind you that November 11th is Veterans Day, when we honor all the living veterans and those who passed. 4th of July is the birth date of our nation. That's a joyful celebration. But Memorial Day is the day when we honor the fallen. Remember this. If you're at an event and you meet a family of the fallen, the Gold Star family, please don't walk up to them and say, Happy Memorial Day. It's not a happy day for them. They are remembering their loved one who laid down their life for you and I. Well, Pastor, what in the world do I say? You say, thank you for your service. I appreciate the price you've paid for freedom. Because that's what it is. It wasn't a happy day for them when their loved one was taken, killed in action. It's not been a happy day ever since. And so I just say that as a way to inform people that they're like, I don't even know what to say, so I stay away. No, you shake their hand, you hug them, say, tell me about your son, your daughter, your loved one, your husband. Tell me their story. I want to hear it. Because they want to tell it. But they don't want people to be afraid or freaked out. But don't say, my dog died. I know how you feel. It's not the same. It's not the same. Not even your goldfish. People just say that because they don't know what to say.
What else to say, yeah.
And so I encourage you, in Jesus' mighty name, to just walk up and shake their hand and say, thank you for your service to our country. And they will appreciate that.
Yeah.
And save the happy days for the 4th of July. And Veterans Day, I don't know. Some veterans say, don't tell me about happy because they had to serve in combat that was horrible. But the idea is, thank you for your service always works because that's showing appreciation as the protected. And just some simple instruction to make this Memorial Day weekend what it's supposed to be. Get out, go to the parades, honor the people in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Till we see you again, this is what we say to you every day. We love you.
We love you. And
God
loves
you.
And
Jesus
is Lord.
God bless you, Roger. Love you, man. God bless all of you from around the world, wherever you may be. Shoot us a message. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen,
amen.
And amen.